said this time next year I'ma be the one who do everything and more. You said I couldn't do. Good morning and hello everybody. Welcome on board American English Express. And this is Oliver. 各位好，欢迎搭乘美语早班车。Today's Tuesday, and according to our tradition, and we will continue talking about some idioms. 根据我们的这几个月来的传统呢，今天要跟大家继续来分享一下英文中以某个字母开始的 idiom 一些习语。那么本周轮到了字母 K， 所以今天跟大家来聊一下，到底以 K 字母开始的都有哪些比较实用或者说比较有意思的 idioms。 Alright, so let's just get right down to it. Without further ado, 那我们 就直接来开始了。那第一个跟大家分享的习语呢，里边有个动物叫 Kangaroo。说到这里，各位能想到是什么动物吗？来自 Down Under， 来自澳洲的这个袋鼠 Kangaroo Court 这个习语 Kangaroo K-A-N-G-A-R-O-O Kangaroo， 那么 Court C-O-U-R-T 这两个单词 Kangaroo Court 会觉得很奇怪，这个袋鼠和Court 法庭怎么扯上关系？什么叫袋鼠法庭 ？OK， 我们对于 court 这个词的理解要特别多留心一下，因为 court 本身有庭院，对不对？庭的意思 court， 那么 court 表示一些比赛场地，譬如说像篮球场 basketball court， 网球场 tennis court， 而法庭也用到了 court 这个词 ，but kangaroo court。A kangaroo court is a court of law where proper procedures are not followed at all. Okay, so if you refer to a court or a meeting as a kangaroo court, you disapprove of it because it is unofficial or unfair and is intended to find someone guilty. 原来这种所说的袋鼠法庭指的就是一些私立的私设的法庭，当中有很多不公正的或者说不公平的这样的程序，一个可以理解为是一个非法的法庭，叫做 kangaroo court。 所以当你可能认为到这个法庭的判决啊什么是不公平不公正的， and then you might say it's a kangaroo court。 The next idiom is calledKeep something at bay. Keep something at bay. This is a very often used phrase in English. We start with the word bay, B-A-Y 这个词。Bay 的意思呢，就是我们所说的海湾，对不对？你像美国旧金山有大湾区，就是我们所说的 Bay Area， 就是这个湾区。包括呢，在我们中国目前所建设的这个粤港澳大湾区 ，The Guangdong Hong Kong Macau Greater Bay Area， 这个 Bay 就是海湾。But keep something at bay 是什么意思呢 ？Well, it means you maintain a distance from something or someone， 使什么东西不要靠近你。就是 keep something at bay。 比如说我要是欠别人钱的话，那我就尽量要避开我的债主。 You know, I'm trying to keep my creditors at bay. So, remember, excuse me, that keep something or someone at bay 表示的意思呢，就是尽量去避开什么什么。比如说呢，吃橘子可以防感冒， Eating oranges keeps coldAt bay. So this phrase, keep something at bay, 就表示是什么东西不要靠近，是什么东西呢？离你有点距离。The next one looks pretty easy. It's keep an eye on 这个短语，把眼睛放在什么上面？ Keep an eye on. So if you keep an eye on something or someone, it means that you try to watch it periodically to keep it under surveillance.就是去照看，去留意，去密切的关注或者注视着什么，就是 keep an eye on something。 譬如说呢，我们请我们邻居在我们离开的时候帮我们照看一下房子。 We've asked the neighbors to keep an eye on the house for us while we are away. So remember, keep an eye on 就是密切的去关注，去留意。 Alright, the next one is keep it under your hat. Hey, keep it under your hat. 各位从字面上可以理解 keep it under your hat 就是把这个东西放在你的帽子底下。Keep it under your hat, 那就表示不要被别人看到。So, I think literally keep it under your hat means don't tell it, you know, to anyone. Don't reveal the secret. 不要把秘密告诉别人。OK, 把这个东西呢自己知道就行了。Then keep it under your hat. 比如说如果我告诉你什么事你能答应保守秘密吗 Look, so if I tell you something, would you promise to keep it under your hat? Will you promise to keep it under your hat? OK, 其实英文中表示保守秘密有很多说法还有一个我觉得蛮有意思的叫 keep it under the rose. Keep it under the rose, 把它放在玫瑰的底下。Keep it, you know, under the rose, or, you know, keep it in the dark. 还有一个就是不要让它见光 keep it in the dark. 都有表示这种保守秘密的这种感觉。The next one is interesting. It's called kick ass. OK, 这个是非常口语化的一个描述 kick ass. 你表面看这个词组 kick ass 或者 kick butt.OK, 因为不管是 ass 还是 butt 都有屁股的意思 B-U-T-T, butt or A-S-S-S 这个 kick ass well, 第一层意思呢 kick someone's ass Hey, I'm gonna kick your ass 那表示很暴力就是去揍某人一顿对不对可是在 idiom 当中 kick ass 经常做形容词来使用的 It means excellent, highly effective You know, something kick ass 其实我们在夸奖一个人的时候反而这样去说 kick ass 比如说那个地方很漂亮而且那儿的那个餐厅啊简直是太牛了太酷了 It's a beautiful place and the restaurant's kick ass OK So if you say something kick ass 表示 something is excellent something is super super nice 比如我记得以前看一个电视节目中说我妈妈能够做出特别好吃的这种蛋糕 My mom can make kick-ass cakes So kick-ass 表示为很棒的很精彩的 And that is something you guys really really have to know about the idea of kick-ass 接下来这个呢是很有感情色彩的一个东西叫 kick the bucket OK Kick the bucket Bucket that's B-U-C-K-E-T Bucket 是个容器就是桶如果表面上看这个短语 kick the bucket 叫把桶踢了 What exactly does that mean kick the bucket? Well, 这是种比较俏皮的说法 kick the bucket 说实话就是 someone died OK, 就是死了去世了的意思当然如果用一些感情色彩来描述我觉得可以理解为就是蹬腿了对不对翘辫子的感觉 kick the bucket所以我们知道说一个人的逝去啊可以说 pass away 这个短语 someone pass away 就表示某人去世了 or somebody you know go to heaven 我们说去天堂也表示逝世而 kick the bucket 是种比较大家觉得什么样人你会说 someone kick the bucket 表示这种一命呜呼的感觉 Coming up the next one isKill the goose that laid the golden egg. 这个很有意思。Kill the goose that laid the golden egg. 把那个产金蛋的那个鹅给杀死了。Kill the goose that laid the golden egg. 这对这个句子的一个直译了。OK? 你想一个鹅它可以给你产生金蛋能够下金蛋出来竟还把它杀死。So it means to destroy a source of ongoing profits or benefits.就感觉把自己的财源给断掉了。所以呢这个有点我们所说杀鸡取蛋的感觉。Kill the goose that laid the golden egg. 比如说呢为了达成我们人生的目标我们应该要有远大的抱负但是要记住不要短视尽力。OK? In order to achieve your goals in life, we should think big, but still remember not to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. OK, 所以说我们能够给我们带来有益的东西的带来好的东西的千万不要把它扼杀掉 The last one I want to talk about today is knock some sense into someone OK Sense 就表示一些道理行得通的东西嘛 Knock some sense into Okay, it means to beat someone in order to teach him or her a lesson. 可以表示呢给某人讲道理，对不对？让某人去明白什么事情。Okay, 比如说，难道不能反复叮嘱这个蠢的孩子，让他开点窍吗？ Can't you knock some sense into that stupid boy's head? So knock sense into someone 就是把一些道理这个敲到某人的脑袋当中，说白了他的意思呢就是能够让某人去明白一些东西，让明白能够开窍，使某人开窍， knock sense into. Well, today we excuse me, we basically covered some idioms that starting with letter K. 今天我们是以这个字母 K 开始来讲述的一些习语， OK. And I really hope you guys learned some of the phrases and the idioms because these are very often used. 这其实非常常用的生活中的一些习语了，所以各位呢不断的去积累。今天我们已经来到了字母 K 了，那如果你想回顾以前的我们每一期所去讲述的这些字母开始的习语呢，不妨去搜索和关注一下这个微信公众号美语早班车，看往期的节目就能找到。Alright, guys, this is what we have for today's show. 今天节目最后送上一首歌曲 Superstar, 非常这个朗朗上口的一首歌了。Hope you guys enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Anytime, you're so nice to make me feel right. Giving looks and dancing all night. Anytime, you're so nice to make me feel right. Giving looks and dancing all night.